from Rasesh Govindadas, or maybe it's Rasesh, I don't know, because it's, there are no diacritical marks here. Probably Rasesh, disciple of Jayaprataka Maharaj, almost certainly with a name like that. If all souls have free will and they are all Krishna's creation, why has Krishna made certain souls eternally liberated and the remaining souls eternally bonded? Well, it's a bit of a contradictory. The question itself is contradictory. They have free will, and Krishna made some eternally liberated, and the remaining souls eternally bonded. Well, that means you don't have free will. So, I guess the question is, well, what's the fact? Do we have free will, or are we just made like that? This statement, eternally liberated, eternally bonded. This eternal bondage, as Srila Prabhupada explained it, of course some people explain it differently, but I'd rather stick with the explanation given by Srila Prabhupada, because I don't know. And Prabhupada knows, I accept that Prabhupada knows, and that what Prabhupada explains is correct. So, Prabhupada explained that the term eternally bonded, this nitya baddha, eternally bonded, means that from time immemorial we have been in this material world, but that is by our own choice. It's not that we were just made, Krishna made us inimical to him, but that is by our own choice, that we have chosen to be in this material world, some conscious decision to not be with Krishna, to not serve Krishna. This question is another form of the old question, if we're pure, how did we fall from the spiritual world? If you want to understand this or to have a discussion of this in great detail, please read the book Our Original Position by a group of written by a group of devotees. Druta Kamra Prabhu, Sahodra Swami was a major contributor. Some others also, I can't remember. There's something by Harikesh in there. Jyotir Kamrabhu was a major contributor to that. Gopi Pranadanda Prabhu. So if you really want to get the whole thing in great detail, please read that book. Gets into all Vedanta Sutra and all kinds of things. Otherwise, you can just accept what Prabhupada said, which makes it a lot easier. And just that we have just this simple, the basic understanding, and what these devotees have done in response to some theory that Prabhupada said that, but he didn't really mean it, or that Prabhupada's wrong. So these devotees have substantiated what Srila Prabhupada said with in-depth study from various scriptures. So we are here due to our own misuse of our independence. Not that Krishna made us in a way that we are inimical to him. No. Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhuktritve hetu ruchyate, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. We are in this mess because we chose to get in it. It's our own fault.